to zero. He's got all types of things. Classic music, modern movies, and vintage video games. For all the girls and boys, he sells retro toys. Some people just don't get it. 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 Everybody take a trip down to Mr. Zero's. Bring the family, make history. In the shop full of vintage things, find something for everyone.
All right.
How come you don't call me anymore?
It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello local show. I'm Mina Moore.
And I'm Mr. Zero.
This week's episode, Prince.
This week's show, we're doing Prince, the 12-inch singles. It's a whole bunch of songs you probably haven't heard before, or even different versions of songs you may have heard before. He was born Prince Rogers Nelson in Minneapolis on the 7th of June in 1958. He passed away on the 21st of April in 2016. I remember it well because the New York Times called me and asked me about Prince's catalog selling more after his death. I had to inform them Prince's catalog was always selling well before he died, and it evaporated after he died. It did prompt me to write a second Prince article for theroseville patch.com. I had first written an article on Prince and his 12-inch singles, which is the subject of this show, for the St. Cloud Buzz many years earlier. So I republished the article after his death. From 1978 to 2015, Prince released 45 albums, 5 films, over 100 singles, and 63 music videos. Opening our show was Gotta Stop Messing About from January of 1982. My 12-inch single is signed by one Bobby Z. Bobby Z was Prince's drummer in The Revolution. He was born in Minneapolis on the 9th of January, 1956. He was born Robert B. Rivkin. I met Bobby Z in his Winterland recording studio in New Hope in January of 2001. He signed my copy of Let's Work, 12-inch single.
Coming up 17 days from May of 1984.
I'm Mr. Zero, and our special guest this week is Mina Moore. Mina, tell us about yourself.
Hi. I am a singer and songwriter from, I'll say, Twin City. I've had a foot on either side of the river. I have an EP out. It's called Amongst Ourselves in September of 2018. It's available everywhere. iTunes, Spotify.
Fantastic.
All those platforms.
Sweet.
We know that's important.
Hey, I heard you did some shows at the Dakota in October. Tell me about that.
I did. We wound up into like a mini series, actually. Big, big fan of the late, great Amy Winehouse. Yes, right? I had this idea. I've always wanted to play, not just do a cover of a song, but to really go into the catalog a little bit. So we wound up doing Back to Black, which is her most famous record. It has Rehab on it. It was actually her only album, excluding the Tony Bennett duets. But anyhow, so I put together together a 10-piece band. We have a full horn section, backup singers, rhythm section. Did 3 nights at the Dakota over Labor Day weekend.
Sweet.
Went really well, and they asked us to come back. So this time they're putting Halloween on me.
Sweet.
So, yeah. But yeah, so we're playing 2 shows on Halloween night, doing the same tribute, encore tribute to Amy. Now, Mr. Zero, didn't you see Sheila E. then? Or?
I sure did. I saw her with Ringo Starr's All-Star Band in August of 2001.
Oh, wow. How was that?
She stole the show. She was fantastic. My coworker used to do her dry cleaning.
Oh, really? Yeah. This coworker here? No, different one. That's a claim to fame I wish I had.
A friend of mine worked for Prince for 3.5 years. His first day on the job was the My Name is Prince video shot in the alley of the building that was once called Grand Slam. His job was to hold the golden microphone guns that Prince used in the video. The head of security said to him as he walked onto the set, he says, one thing, and my friend goes, yeah, and he goes, yeah, don't look at the big man. He says, what do you mean don't look at the big man? He goes, yeah, he doesn't like you making eye contact with him, so just don't even look at him, and especially if he looks at you, look away.
That was For the Tears in Your Eyes from March 1985.
And we were talking earlier. You told me you recorded at Flight Time Studios. Tell me about that.
I did. When I was in high school, I was in a band called the Sugar Divas with 4 other young women. We're all St. Paul kids. We played the Grand Old Days Battle of the Band.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, awesome.
Yeah, we won studio time at Flight Time. We've been working with Jelly Bean Johnson at the time. So we got to go in and check that place out. And I think it probably went over my head. It was a little bit unfair because I think it was probably like the 2nd studio that I'd ever been to in my life. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So this is what this is what every studio is like, right? And I was like, obviously not the case.
Much like ours here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I could have sworn I walked in. I was like, is this Flight? I've been here before now. Such a great opportunity. But again, really, really young. And I don't think it was years until I realized what that, you know.
Even the
it was
impact.
Just a, yeah, 16-hour session or something like that. But to get to go in there is part of, it's like a historical landmark.
Awesome.
Yeah. Up next, She's Always in My Hair from May of 1985.
That was 10 and a half by Madhouse from 1987. I did see Prince twice on the 17th of December in 1997 in Ames, Iowa at the Hilton Coliseum. And a second time on the 13th of June 2000 for his birthday celebration in Minneapolis at Northrop Auditorium. From the soundtrack Big City Lights from April of 1988, Good Love.
Bye.
Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello vinyl radio show is recorded at Wishing Star Studios in St. Paul, sponsored by Jambots Railroad Train for Android and iOS. And Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They carry vinyl, CDs, and cassettes right next to Music Go Round.
This episode is also sponsored by Lola's at Sola Salon, 55109 in Maplewood. Call 651-271-9294 is the official hairstylist for Kissin' Time Minneapolis.
To hear past episodes of Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show, go to www.mrzeros.com. Podcast tab for over 65 episodes.
If your guitar or bass amplifier sounds like this, you need to take it to RD Electronics in Cottage Grove, 55016. Call 651-767-2496. That's RD Electronics Professional Amplifier Service. And tell them the Star Child sent ya.
You're listening to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello radio show on WDGY in St. Paul.
Taking us out, Age of Chance, Kiss from 1987.
You don't have to be Prince if you want to dance. You just have to get down with the Age of Chance. You don't have to be beautiful, rich, handsome, or strong. You just have to.
Just experience Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello local show. I'm Mina Moore.
And I'm Mr. Zero.
We'll hear you next time in the stars.
Born on the bayou. Going to Mr.